93.7, the River City's new classic rock that goes Doobie Brothers, Dog and Joe Show, and it feels a little irresponsible, and I feel a little bit guilty not devoting an entire day to either Tom Petty or all the victims from the Vegas shooting, but I can't do it all day. I just can't. We got to have something else, and I want to share this because it's pretty damn good. 766-9370, Joe and I, we had this meeting yesterday with this iHeartMedia corporate bigwig dude that's younger than us, I might add. Younger than us by about 5 years for me.
Absolutely true.
And we're sitting there, and as we're talking about all the Vegas tragedy, you know, we get the text alert about Tom Petty. We were having this conversation, and it was pretty damn amazing.
It was amazing, all right.
This dude that we talked to, okay, he's got this secret door, if you will, drilled into his ass. And I know people are like, what?
He's now, pay attention to this. The way you're describing this is because, A, you're a pig, but, two, there's a lot of seriousness in what you're saying here.
Yeah, and I asked the dude, I said, what do you mean you got this little pocket door drilled into your ass? Let me see it. He's like, I'm not going to show it to you.
Let me see it. He actually said that.
I wanted to see it, but the reason he's got this little chute or trap door drilled into his butt cheek is so he can insert testosterone pills to increase his T, because he's got low T.
You ever heard of that before? Low T.
I go to the doctor, they check me, they always say I have Mr. T. I have so much of this stuff, they're like, wow, man.
Well, I can see that.
You need gold chains, brother,
yeah.
Because you have Mr. T.
I pity the fool think I have low T.
How come Mr. T doesn't do low T ads?
What? What do you mean I have low T? I'm Mr. T.
Yeah. Why doesn't he do those on TV?
I don't know.
That poor guy. So we're talking to this dude, and he keeps going on. He's like, hey, guys, I'm telling you, man, at a certain age, you get this low T.
And he looked like you could tell he was jazzed by it, and I believed him.
Yes.
He said it with a lot of believability.
A lot of conviction. So, and I went to the doctor about 3 years ago, and they did the panel, and they're like, yeah, your testosterone's a little low. Nothing to really worry about now, but that's going back 3 or 4 years. And so I start talking to the doctor. I'm like, well, what's this testosterone? I mean, really? So the doctor tells me at the time, he's like, hey, we got a coworker here. He's in his 50s. His wife comes to us and says, man, he's always so grumpy and just flies off the handle for no reason. He's irritable. He's always just griping. So this guy's wife told the other coworkers, the other doctors, something's wrong with them.
Right.
So the other doctors, you know, they're like, well, let's do a panel on him. Well, they find out that he's got low T. So they start putting him on the testosterone therapy. I guess the guy went from just a devil to a saint in a couple of shots, and the guy feels like, you know, he's great again. Everything feels good. So we start talking to this guy about this low T thing. He's like, hey, guys, I'm just telling you. It happens. You know, and this guy's 40. You're 42. I'm 45.
Right.
And we start quizzing him. And he's like, well, you could get patches, you could do shots, you could do all this stuff. And we're asking him how much better he feels with this testosterone pill that he sticks in this ass door, if you will. And he said, man, I feel great. He goes, I go to the gym, all I want to do is lift weight. I feel rambunctious in the bedroom. He goes, I'm happier. He goes, I feel euphoric. That's a direct quote. He said it almost gives you a feeling of euphoria.
Yeah, yeah. And energy and
Stamina,
and I mean, strong like bull. I mean, this guy was going on and on about this,
yeah,
man.
I go to the gym, man. I just want to lift weights all day, and I'm lifting like 10 more pounds.
My muscles are coming up even bigger and better.
And so Joe, you know, Joe's like, man, I think I could use a shot of that. And I'm sitting there, and heterosexual Anderson Cooper, we're like, well, sign us up. Where is this magical potion?
Well, I'm like, is this steroids? Is that what you're talking about, steroids? And he said, no, this is testosterone. This is the male body's version of testosterone that you are running out of as you get to a certain age.
Yeah, your body doesn't produce it as much. And I've talked to Joe about it off air, because when you get older, I've heard all these stories, and they say that if you go to the bathroom a lot, you expel testosterone. As you age, your body doesn't produce as much. There's all this stuff. So I asked the guys out there, because we're older now. We're on the river. I mean, who are we kidding? We're not spring chickens.
You know, yeah, but here's the...
We're not going up front to the concerts anymore and getting in the mosh pit. Let's be boys. Let's be honest.
And I think about that all the time, and I think to myself, I mean, bedroom wise, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of that going on right now. But when I did
nothing
have
really
it going
engaged
on,
not now. Yeah,
it was okay there. Uh-huh. And I've always thought, how do we have low T? I mean, we both have still have the way our voice sounds. We're hairy. We can grow a beard.
You don't reverse puberty if your T goes down.
You don't get a softer spoken voice if you get low T?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought if you had like kind of a faint voice or whatever, you were lower in the testosterone, or you couldn't grow a lot of facial hair.
I think it's fatigue. I
balding.
Think thank you for that. really, yes, it's balding.
Woo!
Yeah. You get fatigued. I think you're tired. You're irritable. You're slow. You don't sleep well. You're always tired. You're always lazy.
I thought it was a factor of just the time of day we're waking up and going to bed and whatever else.
Well,
you know?
that's why because I ask now for the guys out there that are doing the tea, high tea or whatever you call it, the shots or this little pill pocket thing that they put into you. How great did you feel after you started doing the testosterone therapy? And for the women out there, for the women that have husbands, how worthless, bitchy, or tired were your slob husbands before they started getting these doses of rocket fuel?
That's because what he called it, rocket fuel.
I mean, I want some.
Yeah, I do too. I want to find out about it. I just want to go to the doctor and have a shot given to me just to see if it would make any difference.
Yeah, because this dude, he was swearing up one and down the other. He's like, man, you guys are going to feel great. You're going to sleep at night. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to have energy. You're going to have better sexual performance. And he's like, but it's not all about the sexual performance. Because, see, I could tell by looking at him. That's why he started doing the therapy, because I could just tell he's real sluggish in the sack. You know, looking at this guy, I'm like, yeah, I know why you went to the doctor, and I know why you wanted to get the low T check, because I know he wasn't getting it done at home. That's my opinion. But I can tell by looking at him, that's his main motivation. But he's going on and on about all the other attributes and how great you feel after it. So I'm like, man, is there anybody down Cap City that's got a vial of this stuff?
Oh, there's definitely dudes listening right now that's got a vial. Someone's got a trap door in their butt cheek because of this. That's the way he described it. He cut a little thing in there, and then you don't have to go back for 2 months.
Yeah.
Or you can go down once a week and get a shot put into your keister.
Yeah. He said they got patches, and they got all this stuff.
Yeah. I'm a man who wears patches. I mean, yep. I wear nicotine patches. I'll put a testosterone patch on my arm.
Joe would look like a mummy if he had it his way. He'd wear a patch for everything.
When you have low T, does that mean you get that the erectile dysfunction thing where you got to use Viagra and all that as well?
I guess.
Because I don't have any of that going on.
No, I don't either. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not the firecracker I once was. You know, I mean, I guess I should say I'm not the M80 I once was. I'm still a firecracker.
Well, yes, you are.
You know, but I mean, I'm not the TNT I used to
be. No, you're not that half stick of dynamite.
I'm not that big old bottle of fertilizer I used to be.
Absolutely not.
So I'm just curious for guys out there that get the treatments. You know, do you feel better? Does it feel good after you get some testosterone, some rocket fuel coursing through your veins? Because he was talking about the trap door and all that. I'm like, that sounds like a lot of work. He's like, man, trust me. You guys think I'm being silly with this? He goes, but it makes you feel good.
Don't be embarrassed to talk about it, man. I'm going to be straight honest with you. There's a couple of you that say it's working out, and I go in and my doctor will let me have it. I'll get a shot done this week.
Oh, I would try it. Yeah, absolutely. Because I want to see. He starts talking about feeling euphoric.
Yeah, that's what I want to feel.
You know, and Joe's always said, oh, you're heartless, dog. You're grumpy. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just low T-ish.
You could have low T, but your face is so hairy and your back. I mean, I don't know.
And my chest. Yeah. You want to see my privates?
I don't know how you can have low T as hairy as you are.
I don't think that your hair growth is stunted necessarily just from low T. I mean, I think that could be a cause of a number of things, but yeah, I've got a lot of hair left on my face.
I'm wondering if I'll be able to run faster and or jump higher, because now that I'm doing this new workout regimen that I'm in.
You're not, you have done nothing about the workout since we talked about it.
I jumped yesterday. Rope.
You jumped rope?
I did.
Really?
I did.
How many?
I don't know how many, but would you like me to have Digger film it? Next time I do it, I'll do a little live feed while I'm doing some jump rope.
Oh, my God, would you?
Yeah.
Would you really?
I would
do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll show you.
766-9370. I'm just curious, because the way this guy went on, I mean, he was like an evangelist.
We have to know.
Yeah, because he swore by it.
Yeah.
And all of us were sitting there, we're like, my God, we need this stuff, you know? And I thought, how cool would that be if we had, like, oh, we're getting testosterone shots, and we all threw fits at the same time. We just started throwing chairs through the plate glass windows and started arm wrestling, slamming beer, and we just started alligator wrestling like at lunch.
He spoke to our soul yesterday. You can see the excitement it's given us.
Yeah, I want to find out if
me
it's
too.
That crazy.
Yeah.
766-9370. Pay attention to this. Hold on.